This book week isn't just a time for celebration, it's also one of anticipation for author and illustrator Matt Stanton, with a new series dropping next week. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Damon. How are you?
Doing really well, mate. Firstly, you're at a stage in your career now where you get to be introduced, at least on press releases, as million-copy bestseller Matt Stanton. Is that how you introduce yourself to people?
Oh, yes, all the time. Yeah, distant relatives, business cards, all of that.
It's a powerful statement. It's a staggering amount of books, though. What's it like to write something that resonates so well with audiences?
Oh, look, it's a real privilege, and it's a joy to think about the impact of what you're creating. It's creating books is a pretty isolating kind of experience. You do most of it entirely on your own, and so the idea that there are lots of kids out there who are enjoying the books, who are kind of enjoying that the rewarding experience of reading, using something that I've cooked up in my imagination is pretty thrilling.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Of course, there's been many books now for you, but you're best known for your Funny Kid series, which just released book 8 earlier this month. When it comes to Max, your main character in the series, is he easy to write to?
He is. Yes, he's a lot of fun. And having done 8 of them now, I've kind of fallen into a pretty good groove with the characters in the Funny Kid series, and it's the characters that make that series work and make it so fun to write. Because I've got this kind of cast of characters. I think of it a bit like a sitcom, you know. So you've got these friends and they've kind of got these built kind of conflict points between them.
Sure.
And so I can kind of throw funny situations at them and see how they respond. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great. We're speaking to author and illustrator Matt Stanton. Now, Matt, your new series, The Odds, is a graphic novel series, and there hasn't really been a lot of those produced here in Australia. Why do you think that is?
I think graphic novels I think we struggle to think about them sometimes, and we struggle to kind of understand potentially the value that they have in the reading experience of kids, because often we can think of them as, you know, comics, as in like a kind of superhero comic or something, or we can think of them as like the kind of old school kind of comic strips in the newspaper type idea. But graphic novels actually fill a really interesting spot in the reading development of kids, because they sit really beautifully in that kind of transition period from reading picture books to reading full novels.
Yeah,
and that's a really difficult transition for kids. We often don't think a lot about that, but they go from a world in which reading is incredibly visual. There's a whole kind of visual literacy going on where they're trying to understand the text. And then we kind of say, oh, now you need to jump to novels, and we take all of that away. And so graphic novels are kind of their novel length in terms of the kind of quantity of story and the substance of story.
Yep.
But they still give kids a whole kind of visual language in which to use to understand the book. So I think graphic novels are really exciting. I think they're really fun, and they're having a bit of a resurgence at the moment, which is exciting.
Oh, it's such a brilliant explanation of it. So, okay, what is The Odds about?
So The Odds is about a girl called Kip, who I describe as a quiet girl in a loud city.
Uh-huh.
And so she's quite shy. She lives with her dad. She finds school to be a pretty kind of overwhelming and intense place. And so she has this kind of second world of her imagination where kind of all of her favorite characters from books, TV shows, video games, all kind of exist in her imaginary space. And so the book opens with kind of one morning she wakes up and 10 of those odd characters from all different kind of spaces in her imagination have turned up in real life at the end of her bed.
Great.
And so the story of The Odds is, what on earth is she supposed to do now?
Oh, it sounds brilliant. You've got a whole bunch of content on YouTube. You have to check out Matt's YouTube channel, so just search Matt Stanton, and there's heaps of cool drawing tutorials, so kids, get in on that. But there's also some pretty unique book launches of a different kind. So you've launched Funny Kid books in cannons and catapults and slingshots. Is the odds going to get a similar treatment?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I need to think about that, especially in kind of the COVID world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got a week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I do. No, we've had a lot of fun with the Funny Kid book launches because when Funny Kid first came out, we thought about, look, you know, book launches often aren't potentially as fun as they could be. And if I'm a kid and I'm thinking about what a book launch is, I want to see a book get propelled into the air.
Properly launched.
So, exactly. So we had cannons and drones and slingshots and all sorts of stuff. It's been fun.
Oh, well, I will wait with bated breath to check out your YouTube channel. The Odds by Matt Stanton is out next week, October 29th at all good bookstores. Make sure to check it out. Matt, best of luck for the release.
Thank you so much, Damon. Thanks for having me on.